This is the Social Geek Radio Network. And welcome to the Social Geek Podcast. I'm Jack Munson, your host and marketing consigliere. Today, it's part three in a series of shows recorded live at IFA 2024. We've got Justin Hoveler from Youth Enrichment Brands, Martin Yaksimovich of MFV Expositions, and from Neighborly, Brad Stevenson and Brian Woods. We're here to find out what these franchise thought leaders want to tell the world about franchising. All right, today's episode is brought to you by Answer Connect, Northeast Color, and the panel is next after a word from our newest sponsor, Hughes. Cybersecurity is the biggest risk to your business. Cybercriminals can steal your data, steal your money, and even impact your ability to stay open. Protect your business with Hughes Managed Cybersecurity. The Hughes suite of cybersecurity services protects, detects, and responds to cyber threats so you can focus on running your business. Reach out to find out how Hughes can become your cybersecurity partner. Visit hughes.com/franchise. Justin Hoveler of Youth Enrichment Brands joins us now at the BizCom Associates booth in Franchise City. Justin, good to see you.
Great to be here.
So we're at IFA 2024. Is this a new experience for you? Have you been to the IFA before? What's the story on that?
This is year two for me. I went last year, did not make the general session last year. So seeing the general session room this year was an experience for sure. But great to be here and awesome to connect. And it's been a great couple of days.
Tell me about Youth Enrichment Brands.
Yeah, so our mission at Youth Enrichment Brands is to help every kid discover and develop their passions. We want kids to try a new activity with us, a new sport, a new interest, and then, you know, find one that benefits them. So all of our brands kind of represent that mission in different ways. And we're really fortunate. We have really great brands and leadership teams that are deeply committed to both that mission and the continued growth of their platform.
So tell me about the brands. I know of School of Rock. Yeah. Everybody knows Rob Price and School of Rock. Tell me about some of the other brands.
Yeah, so in addition to School of Rock, we have a brand called Streamline Brands, which is a Learn to Swim platform,
yeah.
Both company-owned and franchised. We have I-9 Sports, which is the nation's leading provider of first experience in sport development, recreation comparison, majoring in kind of four big sports: basketball, t-ball, flag football, soccer, volleyball is growing. Tennis is a new growth vertical there as well. About 250 franchisees nationwide. And then U.S. Sports Camps, which is not a franchise business.
Okay.
U.S. Sports Camps is the official provider of Nike Sports Camps. It's been around for 49 years and was the first vertical in this Youth Enrichment Brands platform.
Excellent. So what's on the horizon? Are you looking for other brands? Are you looking for other areas to grow into outside of sports, music, and some of the other things you're doing now? Or what do you see for the next couple of years?
Next couple of years, we'll definitely continue growing.
Okay,
for sure.
Good.
We've grown a lot through acquisition, as you stated, as you can tell. But we're really focused on really integrating right now. You know, School of Rock has only been with us for about 4 or 5 months. It's been an awesome experience with them. Rob Price, Stacy Ryan, the whole team is just fantastic. So we're working on optimizing kind of our opportunity there to continue to kind of combine resources and grow franchisees and grow new units and Yeah, so that's our focus now, and down the road we'll see what comes our way.
Excellent. I want to ask a couple of questions about franchising in general. You've got a lot of brands. Your brands have a lot of franchisees. So your reach is pretty far.
Yeah.
You know, for a guy who this is his second IFA, right? Your reach down to the franchisee level is pretty strong. So tell me about something that you would love everyone on earth to know about franchising. Like maybe there's some misconceptions or something like that, but what would you really love to educate the world about franchising?
Yeah, so let me just take one step back here. While I might be new to franchising in general,
mm-hmm.
I grew up in U.S. sports camps. My dad started it 49 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And U.S. sports camps is a lot like franchising in terms of providing back-end support to coaches who are passionate about coaching kids and building businesses. So what we do at U.S. Sports Camps, with the support of this amazing, iconic brand in Nike, is provide back-end services to allow coaches to be successful and provide for their families and create livelihood and create wealth. So those concepts are the same. You know, and then in franchising, you know, we've tried to apply some of those similar models, but really just follow the lead of our best-in-class management teams. So, you know, I-9 Sports joined us in November of 21, and Brian Sanders and Frank Fiume had built an incredible model, repeatable model, in recreation-type sports. And then Learn to Swim, same thing, with Matt Lane and Paul Girard, and then obviously School of Rock. So my position and my role, I try to listen and learn and celebrate and kind of support what has made these brands so unique. While at the same time trying to connect dots across the platform to leverage best practices and take what School of Rock does incredibly well in local marketing and see if that can work, you know, benefit I-9 Sports franchisees, et cetera.
Love that. So, well, whatever you're doing on many levels, keep going, because the growth has been, you know, really exceptional, just remarkable systems, and love seeing the growth. And thank you so much for being here in the middle of Franchise City.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. We'll keep going.
Back in a moment after this word from Northeast Color. Northeast Color produces branded interior decor and custom signage solutions for the franchise industry, with a special focus on value engineering. They work with franchisors to re-engineer their existing signage packages to lower costs on materials, shipping, and installation, all while maintaining the integrity of their client's brand. In short, Northeast Color literally makes things better. Learn more now at northeastcolor.com. All right, we are back in Franchise City at the BizCom Associates booth at IFA 2024. Joining me now, my friend Martin Yaksimovich from MFV Expositions. Thank you very much. Martin, great to see you here at the IFA. What do you think so far this week?
Oh my God, it's an amazing experience. It's actually my first IFA convention, so I'm super excited to be here, meeting all these people. Learning a lot more about this industry, and yeah, just happy to be here.
It's really strange to me to think about this is your first IFA, because I'm so used to seeing you at so many other events.
Correct.
That MFV does. And I want to talk a little bit about those coming up too. We've got coming up, let's see, I think first on the calendar, let's see,
Los Angeles,
and that is going to be April 12th and 13th, Franchise Expo West, back in Los Angeles this year.
Correct, yes. And actually, the last time we were in LA was 6 years ago, I believe, 2018. So it was definitely different times prior to, you know, COVID.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
we're super happy to be back in LA. All of our actually exhibitors, you know, the franchisors are excited also to go back. California, as we know, it's a super significant and important market for franchising. And one thing I really want to share about that show, that this year we have been working really closely with the state. And one of the advantages of actually exhibiting at the show for the franchisors they get to fast track their applications in California by being exhibitors at our event.
Oh, wow. There's so definitely some strategy involved in there. If,
100%.
If you're still interested in California, which there's no reason not to be, especially if you can get fast track. That's terrific. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So we've got LA coming up first, and then probably my favorite thing in franchising that you guys do, the International Franchise Expo, happening in New York City at the Javits Center once again, I assume, and that's May 30th through June 1st, the IFE.
Correct. As you said, Jack, that's our largest expo. We're super excited about it. We already have more than 35 different delegations confirmed coming from all around the world. All these investors that are looking into expanding U.S. brands back in their countries. But also we have visitors from the U.S., from all 50 states. So it's a super exciting and fun 3 days. So yeah, we can't wait to be there.
And any reason to go to New York is a good reason. So count
exactly.
me in. I will see you there. And then coming up two more shows later in the year, we've got Franchise Expo South in Fort Lauderdale. And that's coming up September 6th and 7th. And I'm really excited about the last show of the year, which is November 15th and 16th, Franchise Expo Austin. What a great city to do an expo in.
I know, right? So that's our newest addition to our lineup of events this year. We're super excited for it. We've actually had a lot of, in the planning stages now, a lot of local support from the different chambers. They're really happy that we brought the event in Austin, and they're really happy to support us and push so that we can have a really good attendance so that everyone can, you know, benefit from the show and have a great experience.
Excellent. Now, you've taken over as president of MFV, was it just about a year ago?
Yes, last April, yes.
Last April, very good. Well, congratulations on a big year, especially adding that fourth show. I think that's really
and there's more to come.
Oh, so, really? Yes. Really? More shows?
We're going to keep that for
okay.
Next time we chat, but we're definitely excited and exploring also different markets where... for us, the most important thing is, you know, to help the franchisors grow their brands. And we really take the time to talk to each and every one of them to hear what their needs are, especially when it comes to, like, the territories where they would like to develop their franchise brands. So definitely more to come.
Excellent. So in your 1 year as president, what have you seen out there in America and the rest of the world that maybe it's a misunderstanding about franchising, that you would really like someone to understand something about franchising that maybe they just don't quite get? What is it about franchising?
It's funny enough. I mean, I've personally been in trade shows for the past 10 years and been involved into the franchise world of trade shows for the past 6 years. And it's so fascinating how close this industry is, how everyone is trying to be so supportive and helping each other. Even like on the competitor side, it's like a healthy competition. People are willing to share their experience so that we can all learn from it. But just for the general public regarding franchising, I just would like for them to trust the process because the process is there. It was built for many, many years by many, many experts, and it was tweaked. And I think it, at this level, Matt Haller was talking about, you know, responsible franchising and how that is it's a must these mm-hmm. days, both and it will benefit both the franchisor and the franchisee. So it's definitely trusting the process.
Excellent answer. I love that. Thank you so much, Martin, for joining us here today. And we will see you next at Franchise Expo West in Los Angeles.
Thank you very much, Jack.
How can you unlock millions in annual revenue? Don't miss out on 30% of your phone calls. At Answer Connect, they've got the solution for franchisors, franchisees, suppliers, and brokers. If you can't answer your calls, Answer Connect can. Reclaim your revenue today. If you think this would help, call my good friend Karen Booz at 888-822-2034. That's 888-822-2034.
All right, we are back in Franchise City at the BizCom Associates booth, chatting now with a couple more friends from Neighborly. We've got Brad Stevenson, Chief Development Officer. Hey, Brad.
Hello, Jack. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us today. And Brian Woods, Group Vice President of Neighborly. Hey, Brian. Good to see you.
Hey, good to see you too, Jack. Thanks for having us.
So thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to chat on the podcast here. Give us a little bit of flavor and background on your careers. Brad, let's start with you. How long have you been at Neighborly?
Yeah, Jack. I've been at Neighborly, it'd be 5 years in October, and as the Chief Development Officer and working with our team to fill in the white space and find great franchise owners to come on board. Prior to that, I spent over 20 years in the consumer packaged goods industry. Mm. And said another way, I sold beer for a living for about 23 years.
All right, we love that.
With Miller Brewing Company, Miller Coors, Molson Coors, and a litany of different positions from operations, marketing, and most of the time was spent leading large sales team calling on our chain customers. And my last job there, I ran the U.S. grocery business for Molson Coors at that time.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that. Brian, what's your backstory?
I am the Group Vice President of Franchise Development. I actually report to Brad Stevenson, and I am responsible for about a third of our brands from a strategic growth perspective. I've been with Neighborly now. It'll be 3 years in August. Prior to coming to Neighborly, I was with Motel 6 in franchise development for about 7 years, where I was responsible for growing the Motel 6 and Studio 6 franchise in the western part of the United States. And that's pretty much the crux of my franchising experience. Prior to that, I was in corporate strategy for AT&T. I have degrees in finance, so I was a finance and analytics guy. Prior to AT&T, I worked in the CPG field as well. I worked at PepsiCo and Frito-Lay doing various finance and accounting roles.
I love that in franchising, we have some people who have been in franchising for a couple of decades. We have very few people who went to school for franchising, though that's changing rapidly.
For sure.
Due to our friends at the Titus Center and a few other places like that.
Yep.
But we have this diverse talent from everything from consumer products and packaging to beer to media. And, you know, there are just so many talented people who've come from all of these varied backgrounds that seriously, when you were with Miller, did you think, you know, someday I'm going to get into franchising? You know, you probably had to have someone explain to you what franchising was, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was not something, and I think that's one of the powers of our industry, is there's so many different backgrounds coming from so many different places that allows our industry to be as successful as it is. Franchising, whether it's from quick serve restaurants to being a plumber to pick any of the litanies in between, you can pretty much find a background from anywhere that's somewhere, somehow involved in franchising.
Yeah. What is it about Neighborly that's, you know, just such an iconic brand in franchising? What is it about Neighborly and the brands underneath Neighborly that really stand out and maybe has a little bit more of a compelling story than some of the other service brands or the other franchise brands out there?
Yeah.
Brian?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us, I would have to say, is our culture, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say our code of values, living rich, right? Respect, integrity, customer focus, and having fun in the process, right? Everything we do revolves around that culture and also around our vision, right? To be so remarkable that we become a beloved household name. So everything we do is going to be aligned with our vision, our mission, and then obviously those code of values. Our brands, like you said, we have 19 different franchise concepts, right? That either repair the home, maintain the home, or enhance the home. And we're all about delivering a premium experience to our customers.
Excellent. So last question for both of you. The world's changing fast. Franchising is growing. There's still a lot of misconceptions about franchising out there. What's the one thing about franchising that you wish everybody in the world could understand? Brad, let's start with you.
That's a great question. We could probably spend a lot of time talking about it. But I think I would love for people to know is that franchising is there as a system that you don't have to know how to run a business. You didn't have to run a business before. You just have to be maybe a good leader, or you have good grit, or you understand marketing, or maybe you don't. And that's okay, because hopefully the system that you're looking at can provide the resources and you can come on board and be a successful entrepreneur. But so many people I talk to say, oh, I've never run a business before. I've never owned my own business. We're like, that's okay. That's why franchising is such a powerful thing. And we need to just keep telling that story to people so that they can find hopefully their dream.
Excellent.
In franchising.
Brian, anything to add to that?
Just to, you know, chime in on what Brad said, right? I just want to make people to understand how instrumental franchising is to the success of small business ownership, right? The way I liken it to, it's kind of like baseball, where, you know, when you're starting a business with franchising, you're already rounding second base, right? You're not starting from home and trying to round first, right? You've already got that leg up in order to be successful in business. You know, we see some stats that, you know, there's almost 85% of businesses still in business after 5 years in franchising versus only 50% of businesses that's still in business after 5 years without the franchising model. So your success rate goes up exponentially when you use that franchising model. So that would be one of the things I would definitely stress.
Yeah, we need to shout that success rate from the rooftops more and more. And I think IFA is doing a good job of that. But that's definitely something we'd love to hear more of. Brad and Brian from Neighborly, thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great rest of the IFA 2024.
All right. Will, Jack, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again to all of today's guests, and thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.